Well, John, I've been here now for a quarter of a century and absolutely loved it. And more to the point, my wife, Penny, who was born in the City of London Hospital, so she's a Cockney, she will also tell you that she has found it fantastic. And we've brought up our two boys here very successfully. And I was triggered to write this book because I still find, after all this time, I go down to London and get this thing about, and I'm only like Michelle in Hello, Hello, I shall say this, I shall use this phrase only once. I still find people talk about grim up north to the extent that some colleagues and elsewhere in other companies and so forth, people actually are reluctant to move here. And I thought it is not like that. And so that's what I wanted to do with this book.
What about the North of legend? Dark satanic mills, flat caps, cobbled streets, brass bands, extremely unhealthy food. Does that exist?
Well, that's our problem. We have this extraordinary image, and a marvellous image in a sense, which many of us cherish, the mills, the brass bands, the flat caps, and so forth. It was a glorious time, and a heroic time, but that has gone now. It's heritage. It's for places like the Beamish Industrial Museum and the history books, where we can enjoy it, but not allow ourselves to believe that it's still like that and that we're somehow stuck in a time bubble. On the food front, we do retain fish and chips. And that's one of the great glories of the North, especially in my part of the North Yorkshire, where they cook them in beef dripping, which makes them taste even more delicious. Even the scraps, which you ask for and get free with your fish and chips, are absolutely lovely. In fact, in my opinion, the best part.
I should say that although I grew up in London, my dad is a Yorkshireman, so I am half northern. But what about, as you put it in the book, the grumpiness factor?
This is a subtext to the book. Part of the northern image has become being dour and laconic, and more to the point, in a sense, rather chippy. With the north-south divide, which has existed really ever since the Romans, it's only in more modern times that the north has always come to be seen as the inferior partner, the one lagging behind. And I think some northerners have got into a sort of victim mode about this. A lot of books written in the last 50 years really have focused on the constant struggles of the north, and unfortunately they've been written by extremely good writers, and we need, I think, more good writers to come forward. I mean, Helen Cross, who did My Summer of Love, is an example, to paint up the good and the prosperous side of the North, the fact that there is a middle class here, would you believe, and that all these great industries which had their dramatic side in terms of industrial disputes were also triumphs of enterprise, innovation and imagination, and those qualities are very much part of the North and one of the pleasures of living here.
What are the values of the North that Southerners would do well to adopt?
I think the main one, just in practical terms, is being less stressed, more chilled out. I think that's something that everybody coming to the North discovers. It may just be the fact that there are fewer of us than in the Great Wen, than in the metropolis, which is so busy, so vast, and so crowded and full of people who are I haven't got the time of day for you. And although when I lived in London, actually, I always thought of myself as living in Chiswick rather than London. And if you divide London up into localities, they're very friendly. But of course, that's not a lot of people's experience of London when they're passing through. Whereas in the North, I think people do get a smile and a welcome. That's slightly going back to the traditional North, you know, the very friendly North. But I think it's true. And going with that, this kind of a sense of a new optimism, a renaissance is very strong in the North. The cities have been transformed. The misery memoirs have been transformed. I mean, we've had two recently, Peter Kay and Paul O'Grady, Lily Savage. Their memoirs of Northern upbringings are resolutely cheerful. They don't deny the difficulties and the problems that they had and the very straitened circumstances in which they grew up. But they're full of good cheer. And I think that's a lesson that we can teach. And finally, a welcome to newcomers. Lots of Southern students come up here. They come up here, interestingly, because they perceive universities like Newcastle, Leeds and Manchester as fun, which, you know, in my day, when I was their age, certainly wasn't reckoned to be the case. And that adds to the liveliness of the place. And immigration here, although persistently seen in recent years as a problem with a capital P, has in the long term always been a benefit to the North, from the Irish through the Jews through the Eastern Europeans after the Second World War. Incalculable benefits have been brought to the region, and that will happen, is happening, has happened with the Commonwealth, the new Commonwealth immigration, which is thoroughly to be welcomed. And I think for all the problems that we're facing, for all the BNP in some parts of our region and the rest of it, in the longer term, we'll look back and say, thank goodness they came, and thank goodness that we welcomed them.